The company that Sobel and the Army and the country had brought into being and trained for this moment was going into action. Winters went to work instinctively and immediately. He told the men of E Company to drop all the equipment they were carrying except weapons, ammunition, and grenades. He explained that the attack would be a quick frontal assault supported by a base of fire from different positions as close to the guns as possible. He set up the two machine guns to give covering fire as he moved the men forward to their jump-off positions. The field in which the cannon were located was irregular in shape, with seven acute angles in the hedgerow surrounding it. This gave Winters an opportunity to hit the Germans from different directions. Winters placed his machine guns, manned by Private John Plesha and Walter Hendricks, on one gun, Cleveland Petty and Joe Liepgott on the other, along the hedge leading up to the objective, with instructions to lay down covering fire. As Winters crawled forward to the jump-off position, he spotted a German helmet. The man was moving down the trench, crouched over, with only his head above ground. Winters took aim with his M1 and squeezed off two shots, killing the Jerry. Winters told Lieutenant Compton to take Sergeants Guarnieri and Malarkey, get over to the left, crawl through the open field, get as close to the first gun in the battery as possible, and throw grenades into the trench. He sent Sergeants Lipton and Ranney out along the hedge to the right, alongside a copse of trees, with orders to put a flanking fire into the enemy position. Winters would lead the charge straight down the hedge. With him were Privates Gerald Lorraine of Regimental HQ, he was Colonel Sink's Jeep driver, and Popeye Wynn, and Corporal Joe Toya. Here the training paid off. "We fought as a team without standout stars," Lipton said. "We were like a machine. We didn't have anyone who leaped up and charged a machine gun. We knocked it out or made it withdraw by maneuver and teamwork or mortar fire. We were smart. There weren't many flashy heroics. We had learned that heroics was the way to get killed without getting the job done. And getting the job done was more important." When Rennie and Lipton moved out along the hedge, they discovered they could not see the German positions because of low brush and ground cover. Lipton decided to climb a tree, but there were none of sufficient size to allow him to fire from behind a trunk. The one he picked had many small branches. He had to sit precariously on the front side facing the Germans, exposed if they looked his way, balancing on several branches. About 75 meters away, he could see about 15 of the enemy, some in the trenches, others prone in the open, firing toward E Company, too intent on the activity to their front to notice Lipton. Lipton was armed with a carbine he had picked up during the night.